Shri Vitthal Giridhari Parabrahmane Namaha. Which mood should I worship him? When you are chanting, that mood must be there. That leela must play upon the mind. You have Vrindavan Krishna, you have Dwarka Krishna, and you have Kurukshetra Krishna. Sri Krishna. All Sri Krishna are different. At the same time, it's only one person. But then there's the fourth leela of Krishna, which is Pandharpur Krishna. This is Vitthala. So when we are talking about Vitthala, we are talking about Pandharinath, which is Dinabandhu, the most merciful towards all the fallen one, you know. He's the fourth leela of Krishna. We look at why Govardhan, why Lord Krishna left Govardhan? To give protection to all the Brajvasis. But actually that is a very symbolic thing, you know, when he had left Govardhan. It is saying that whoever takes shelter unto me, I give full protection. Chapter 18 verse 66, what that means, a complete surrender. Those who have taken such surrender, they are under my protection. Not a single hair can be touched from them. And everything happened according to my will. Because it is not me who live in them, they live in me.
See you.
when you have Vitthal Leela, so you know all the Vitthal Leela, how dear Vitthala is to his devotee. And in Vitthal Leela, you see the same Leela which were happening in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, the same Leela in 12th century, he decided to enact the same. First through Gyaneshwar, then you have Namdev, then you have Zanabai, and it is amazing, his Leela. They are not different. So when you are chanting Shri Vitthal Giridhari Parabrahmane Namaha, know that you are holding upon that supreme protection. You have surrender. You are asking the Lord, but let me surrender to your feet, because you can't even just surrender to the feet. Without Him willing, surrender will never happen. So that willingness to surrender is there. So you are begging Him, let me surrender to your feet. Give me that shelter, give me that protection. So it is not like asking Him, no, because we don't ask Him. It is naturally, Giridhari stand for that. Vitthal, which is Bhaktavatsal, the one which care for his devotee, who look after his devotee. So it is not far away. Somebody who care for you can't be far away. No? If I care, I want to care for you, and if I'm far away, how can I care for you? Can I? No, I can't. And in Vitthal, actually, he destroyed all the dogmas between him and the people. Because you see, whenever we look at the Shastra, in Shastra they tell you, yes, you have to do this, 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 this. But in Vitthal Leela, he breaks all the dogmas. when you are chanting these leelas, Vittal is buried there. And also then Parabrahmane Namah, that Supreme Lord would pervade over everything. So the leela is also, he's omnipresent, you know, with everything. So that's why when you are chanting, this leela must be inside of your mind. How dear he is to you. When you are chanting Shivittal Giridhari Parabrahmane Namaha, know that you are holding upon that supreme protection. You have surrender. You are asking the Lord, but let me surrender to your feet, because you can't even just surrender to the feet. Without Him willing, surrender will never happen. So that willingness to surrender is there. So you are begging Him, let me surrender to your feet.